Forsch with the Department of Health. This bill is brought before you today really as a joint effort or collaborative effort between the Department of Health, South Dakota Board of Medical Examiners, and the South Dakota Medical Association. In discussion this fall with the board, or excuse me, with the Medical Association, we both realized that we had a common issue that we wanted to pursue. Medical Association was looking at revising their licensing law to allow to correct, if you will, or allow for a situation which makes it a little bit easier to license a physician. And the Department of Health was looking to clarify some language in an existing telemedicine law that had also had some conflicting language with that regarding consulting practice by physicians. So really, this bill, as the bill brief identifies, tries to do three things: simplifies the process for obtaining a medical license via the reciprocity route, requires a physician to be licensed if they are providing treatment, still providing treatment or diagnostic services to a patient in South Dakota. So we did want to preserve the definition of telemedicine and make sure that any out-of-state physician choosing to practice telemedicine by our definition was licensed to preserve the quality, but then also to clarify the issue of consultation that physicians so often use in discussion between one physician and another. So what the bill does, and I'll focus just briefly on the two sections. Section 1 strikes on line 10 the requirement that a written examination be given by the board, and that written examination is only a requirement if, and I think it's best explained by an example, a physician's licensed in Minnesota takes the written examination, moves on to North Dakota through reciprocity, lets his Minnesota license lapse. He's in good standing, he's been practicing in North Dakota, but he obtained his license through reciprocity. Our current law would say if that individual or that physician wanted to then practice in South Dakota, current law says that you have to hold a license that you obtained from a written examination. If you don't, you have to write the test in South Dakota. Well, that was really an oversight, and according to the Board of Medical Examiners, not the way most boards look at that in this country anymore. And there is always the safety net, and we had some good discussion on this on the Senate side. Senator Whiting helped us to make this good bill even a better bill by inserting the word successfully passed. So the safety net is that a board can still choose to ask an applicant that wants to apply for state licensure in this state, a physician, to appear before the board to do a personal interview, to do an oral examination, or a written examination if there is question about quality. Second section is the piece that we brought to the Medical Association, and that is on line 9 through 11 was language that was always subject to interpretation and was very unclear, if you will, and in conflict with an existing law. And that the unclear part was the consultation on an irregular basis and how that would really be interpreted or defined. Is that 1 or 2 times a month? Is that 5 times a month? Is that 20 times a year? And in fact, if you look at your bill brief, you'll see that 36.29 is an existing law, does allow and has always allowed since that law has been in existence for the practice between a physician in South Dakota to consult with another physician, either in state or out of state, and that not is not the practice of medicine. So, with that, Madam Chair, I don't want to complicate this bill anymore. I will end it there and let other proponents speak.
Thank you, Kevin. Are there any other proponents to Senate Bill 45? Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Dean Krogman, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota State Medical Association. And we do support the bill. It does come from the Board of Medical Examiners, and we are in agreement. The reason I passed around the letter was there were some questions because we have another bill concerning examinations, And part of the, some people interpret it as saying, hey, we're not going to require a written examination. That's not the case at all. This pertains only to reciprocity, and it is a narrow area, but the problem has occurred, and there will be other legislation reference testing. But if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But we are in favor of the bill, and we did work with the health department in coming up with this. And our major concern was that if people are using diagnostics or treatment from outside physicians, that they should be licensed in the state of South Dakota. It's the only recourse we have for bad actors going after them. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents to Senate Bill 45? Are there questions for proponents to Senate Bill 45? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 45? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 45 for committee action and or discussion.
Madam Chair.
Representative Van Gerpen.
I move to pass Senate Bill 45.
Been moved by Representative Van Gerpen. Do pass on Senate Bill 45, seconded by Representative McCoy. Is there any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of Senate Bill 45 will say aye. Opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. The vote is 11-2, so Senate Bill 45, receiving a majority of the members-elect present, passes.